There were two brothers named Grimm.
We're just days away from the new year, and no matter what your resolution is, the only thing you really need is a great soundtrack for the new year.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be punk.
We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's the end of December, beginning of January 2022. So I don't know if this is, I don't think this is going to be a New Year special, but we're kind of recording it before Christmas. So if something chaotic happened between now and then and we're not talking about it, that's why. But we got the Mad Axe back.
What up? Yeah, sounds like there might be a big meteor headed toward Earth. Do you have some insight on that? Or maybe so.
Well, you know, the zombie apocalypse, that still hasn't happened. So no telling what they're going to come up with.
Yeah, there's some good going to downtown Reno. There's some Walking Dead out there.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I think it started. I do think it started. We're just not quite like how we think of it, right? Not quite how we think of the zombie apocalypse. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco is full of zombies. Full of zombies everywhere. But the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, you can check us out every Wednesday, 7 o'clock Cali time over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com. And on Ripper Radio, Fridays, 7 p.m. Cali time. Cali Wine Country time. You just heard, to start the show, good old Guttermouth did Encyclopedia Brown from Gorgeous 1999. Can't beat that song. And the Slime from Toronto, they're fans of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. They sent us a couple shirts. You got your Slime shirt on tonight? No, I don't have my, I don't have mine on either. But
I'm rocking the Niners gear, you know.
Yeah. But
the rare victory today.
Hell yeah. And the Slime from Toronto did Don't Look Back and Think off of Bitter Dream from 2020. Disflesh after that did The Last Man off of Fuck 'Em All. And Nuclear Mutants closed that little first batch of songs out with The Outcast from Welcome to Reality 2020. Damn. I have one 2021 song in here, apparently, according to my notes, but it might not be. This is California's Punch. They're going to do Not Sorry off of They Don't Have to Believe.
Yeah.
What? What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Brothers Grimm Punkcast. You can go check us out over at brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. That's where you get a link to the archive, the set lists. Find us on iTunes Podcasts and Google Podcasts as well. So
you said the 10-year anniversary is coming up. What's that exact date? Is it like January 14th?
Yeah, it's like 12th, 13th, 14th, 12th. Something like that. 12th, 13th, or 14th, yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, man.
Hopefully the world doesn't end before we get to that milestone this weekend.
I'm not ready. I could live without COVID, but yeah, the world ending's kind of brutal. I still got some shit I wanna do.
Still have some bucket list items.
Yeah, got some items.
Like a 54-ounce steak in Texas, or what's that movie where they do this?
Summer Vacation, right?
The 49er, whatever the
steak is that he eats. Shit.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah, that's a fucking classic movie. But you just heard Quincy Punks. They did I Hate Coffee off of We're Not Punks, But We Play Them on TV. And talk about old and drinking coffee. Whew! The Bougie Boys before that did Waiting to Die off of their self-titled LP/demo 2016. DIY Contra Talk before that did Anarchy off of something I'm, not going to pronounce. It says 2021. Get that over at bandcamp.com. Spiteful Urinator before that did Plastic Rights of Poser Shit from their split with Wiz Kids from Zero Style Records. And Punch, California's Punch, started that one out with a rager. Next up, we got one sent in from Convulse Records. This is Goon. They're going to do Ain't Right off of Natural Evil
Arrasa con todo para sobrevivir. Whatevers, you goddamn nerds. I'm just kidding. We're all part of the tribe.
Shredding through the apocalypse on Brothers Grimm Punkcast as usual. You know, getting past the holidays. Hopefully everybody survived. You know.
Yeah. The holidays are always interesting. It's like, you know, you go out, you buy a couple gifts, and you're like, oh, am I spending too much? I don't know. You know, what's over for? What's the right amount?
Gift cards.
Yeah, I know.
Laziness.
But then, you know, you check back in on the gift card 6 months later. Oh, I never used that. You know. Then you feel like you're kind of forcing people to
go online
or have to go to the store.
What are you gonna buy someone that has everything? Huh? What are you going to buy someone know. That has everything? It's fuck presents.
Maybe we shouldn't have Christmas. I would sign that petition, I think. I mean, it's cool for the kids, but...
Yeah, I would sign it. I would sign it in a heartbeat, bro.
Oh, man. We're terrible.
Yeah. You just heard Ratnip. They did Boilermaker off their demo. Nine Curve before that did Kids Are Divided. Not the other way around. When the kids that was a compilation band in Nagoya. Yeah, it's kind of cutting off whatever else is saying.
Good old technology.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna totally butcher this one. Bajo Cero did Supervivencia off of their demo 2018 from Tambores de Guerra Records, or Discos, and Bloodsuckers before that did I'd Rather Die Poor off of Cheap Trip, and Goon started that one out, one from Convulse Records. This is Furection. They're going to do Dawn of the Shred off of their demo 2012. We'll be right back.
misinformation and BS.
You know, stop attacking me,
the police thing.
Yeah, the Brothers Grim Punk asks if you want to send us some stuff, send it over to brothersgrimpunk@gmail.com, like always, with the holiday special and the stuff we had. Bruce is going to keep pounding out this episode, I guess, right?
Like rapid fire style.
Like rapid fire style, yeah.
I think we're recording every show for the next 5 years and 50 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, so... That was Jag Out. They did Holiday in Jamaica off of the album of the same name, 2014. Chloroform before that did Buried in the Backyard off of Beg to Rise Up. And I got a lot of stuff from Run State Tapes, it looks like, in this episode. Drip did Sapper off of Hell Drags On, 2018. And Furection started that one out. Next up is the badass band from Washington, D.C. I wonder if they're still around. This is Pure Disgust. They're going to do Agents of the Machine from their self-titled 2016.
Did it all. Played both ways.
Yeah, that means something different nowadays, Dad.
I'm Can't rebuild our economy and meet this climate crisis, exacerbating the need for environmental justice. Sorry, as a bug. Speaking of the environment.
Yep, shredding through the episodes right here on the Brothers Grimm podcast. We just, whatever happened to the Pissed Alpacas? I keep checking their YouTube page, and I guess they did like a full year of the daily songs. And I guess, how can you do another year, right? You just sing about the same stuff, but you can find their stuff on iTunes.
Yeah, I love their stuff. I miss it. Hopefully it makes a return.
Yeah, if we do a 10-year anniversary show, we'll definitely have to put some Pissed Alpacas in there, because they definitely had a little impact in the Bros Grimm selection over that fucked up 2020 year, man. speaking of 2020, Rash, you just heard Rash. I think they're from Sacramento. They did FTT off of Hive Mind from 2020. Dis Lies before that did Fake Patriotism off of their split with Crotch Mutt, 8-track split. Kiss before that did Tokme Sog off of their demo 2018. A lot of demo 2018 shit. That wasn't on purpose. Krosh before that did No Fucking Standard off their demo 2016 and Pure Disgust started that one out. Let's do one more set and shred out of here. Here's more Run State tapes for you coming up next. This is Fasty Dio. I think that's how you say that band's name. Fasty Dio is going to do Generation off of their self-titled tape 2018.
push it. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe. Let it go. Let it go.
That's it for the Brothers Grimm Punkcast, I guess, Two Bros special again, right after Christmas. The after Christmas special that's not really a special.
Yeah, just make sure you don't watch Home Alone or The Christmas Story too many times.
No, oh, hey, I'm going to, I meant to see that movie Krampus. Have you seen the movie Krampus?
Is that the Mel Gibson one or...
No, it's like the horror flick one. I don't know who's in it, but I gotta check that one out. Krampus, oh no, that was Fat Man, the Mel Gibson one.
Yeah,
you need to get that thing is bad. That's a badass movie for Christmas, anyway.
It was like Rambo Christmas style or something.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good movie. But I need to go see over Christmas break or whatever you would call it. I'm gonna go see that new Ghostbusters flick. That looks like a good. It's gonna be good.
They just keep remaking them.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good, though.
What? There's a new Spider-Man? What the hell?
Exactly.
There's like six Spider-Mans in the last 10 years.
I mean, I gave up even watching them. But it's something like, you know, 80s baby or 80s childhood kid. I'm definitely going to be watching some Ghostbusters remakes.
Like, but, where's the He-Man movie? Give me some He-Man and Skeletor.
Yeah, honestly, dude. G.I. Joe, again, another G.I. Joe movie. That was a Japanese-titled band. It's off their EP. I don't
know. Not even going to try.
I'm not even going to try because it's
Symbols.
Yeah, it's Symbols in Japanese. So they did Hell Road. Ceremony before that did A Blight on Mental Health from Bridge 9. Their Bridge 9 Bandcamp sampler, or Bridge 9 Records Bandcamp sampler. Torment before that did No Respect off of Cause Living Day to Day Is ... Sex Face before that did Toilet Baby off of Village Life and Fast Idio. I don't know. They started that one out with that was a pretty good little banger. And speaking of Run State Tapes, we're just gonna close it out with some Run State Tapes. This is Skull and Bone. They're gonna do Insane Youth off of their Skull and Bone Chris Bennett session. Until next time, right?
All right, happy new year all. Call an Uber, don't drink and drive, don't kiss someone that you don't know too well.
Yeah, that has COVID.
Or wear your mask when you kiss someone you don't know too well.
Exactly.
When that New Year's song starts playing, what is it called?
I know exactly what it is. But yeah, And watch out for the zombies out there.
And what? Oh, and the meteors.
Yeah. Anarchy!
How's that working out for you?
Listen to the Brothers Grimm podcast. See you in a bit.